And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight we're going to drink an Italian wine from Italy. This should be a very interesting wine to try. I picked this up when we were up in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, a few weeks ago. And I'm really excited to try this wine out, see what it tastes like. I've heard some good things about it. Looks like it's had some pretty decent reviews, so we're going to check it out. Also, I have some foods to pair it with tonight. We have a nice array of foods, and my lovely wife, she made steak, T-bone steak tonight, so to go with this wine. So, and a cookie, too, and a nice assortment of cheeses and some pasta. So we're going to try it out with all of those items. Also, I have some birthdays to toast, some national days, and also it's a very special national day. Today's a very special national day. So everyone who loves red wine, get out your wine glasses, get out your wine, and get ready to celebrate it, because this is a day to celebrate it. And if you don't like wine, that's okay okay too. I haven't had any yet, okay? Already wixing my merds up. All right, if you're joining me for the first time or the 126th time, because this is episode 126 of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show, if you haven't guessed already. I do have some show notes, and they're right here next to me. I do have them. Made them up just before the show. I don't always follow them verbatim. Sometimes I don't follow them much at all, because I rely on you in the chat to help guide this show, to help steer the direction of this show every week, because this show isn't about me. It's somewhat about the wine, but this show is really about you and me, us getting together on a Saturday night with our favorite libation, no matter what it is, wine, beer, water, soda, whatever you want to drink, that's fine. As long as it's legal and you're legal to drink it, that's fine. That's fine. And of course, your favorite snacks. This isn't just a wine show. You can eat during the show. Okay. That's fine. I'm going to be eating during the show, and I don't like to eat or drink alone. So please drink and eat with me. Eat, drink, and be merry. That's what the show is about. Just having a great time on a Saturday night. Okay. So, I'm going to show you this wine in just a moment. One more thing. I have a very special thing to show you. This is a film that I made about 30 years ago during a trip to across country out west with some buddies of mine. And I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll enjoy it. My daughter, Tia, saw it already, and she thought it was she really liked it. So I'm looking forward to showing this to you tonight. Okay, so that's the itinerary for the show, more or less, as it will be. Now, of course, if you're joining me here, you know, you can watch on live on Facebook, our Facebook page, Drink with Rick. You can watch live on YouTube. YouTube is Drink with Rick. And Twitch. Twitch is Drink with Rick 1. Drink with Rick and the number 1, all together, all one, you know, title there, no space. And let's see, Twitter. Twitter is at Drink with Rick. You can watch live on Twitter, and you can chat with me in these venues. You can tweet me on Twitter if you like. Also, we're at the website. The website is drinkwithrick.com. Drinkwithrick.com. I don't have a chat going there, live chat yet. Working on it. We'll get there eventually. But if you click on the post that this show is on live, you can, as a matter of fact, you know what? I'll make sure that thing is on live, because yeah, make sure that's on live. There we go. So now it should be live. Almost forgot to release that, but it's there. It's there. Okay, but anyway, you can go to the website, drinkwithrick.com. If you click on the post for this week's show or click on the title, come up to the page that's actually on. Yes, we are live. You'll see a comment box down below. And as a matter of fact, you'll see it down below, and you can enter your comments in the comment box, and I will respond in kind. Not right away, but I'll see it at some point here. I will respond to you. Okay. And of course, the podcast. If you can't watch now, and you can watch later too, but if you can't watch later, or if you are multitasking, you can listen anytime, anytime. You can listen to the podcast. Podcast goes out Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern time. And it goes out to just about everywhere where you can find a podcast. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, your favorite Android device, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, PodcastIndex.org, which is a fine site, by the way. And by email, now if you go to drinkwithrick.com, click on the subscribe page, and click on the button that says by email, put your email address in the box, and you'll get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops. I mean, you'll be the first to get it. And you can't beat that, really. And you know what? You can subscribe. You can subscribe at any time. You can unsubscribe at any time. It's fine, but please don't unsubscribe. That hurt my feelings. Subscribe. And no salesman will call. The email address is just for the show, just to get the show to you. It doesn't do anything else. We don't send you any spam. We don't do anything else with that. So it's just to get the episode to you, okay? All right. So once again, also, if you want to email me, you can email me for anything. Rick@SavoyaMedia.com. There it is right there. Rick@SavoyaMedia.com. And you know what? If you have a wine that you want me to try, a wine recommendation, or if you a vendor, if you are a winemaker and you want me to try your wine, give it a review, send me a bottle of wine, just email me at rick@savoyme.com and I will get you the address. And I promise I will give it a fair and an honest review. Okay. Now keep in mind, I'm not a sommelier. Okay. I say so right on my website. I'm just a guy who likes to drink wine. I'm an everyman, just like most 99.9% of us. We're just everyday people who like to drink wine. We know what we like. We know what we don't like. And everyone has different tastes. Everyone has different palates. And that's the way I approach this. I don't approach this from a wine snob, view, so to speak, because I'm not a wine snob. I don't approach it from a professional sommelier because you know what? Even the sommeliers, they have their own tastes, their own palates, even if they are really refined. I approach this from the point of view of just everyday people who drink wine, who like wine, and that's, I think that's how it should be, really. And I'm not putting down the sommeliers, I'm not putting down the wine experts, but really, I think that's what wine is there for. It's made to be enjoyed with friends and family, significant others. Wine brings people together. It does. And that's what we're doing here tonight. All right. So I'm going to show you the wine here in just a moment. Before I do, let's get into the chats. My lovely wife, she is in the chat. She says hi and hi right back at you. Thank you for the lovely platter, by the way. And you know what? I need to show that to everybody. This is what we're going to pair it with tonight. It's going to be, it's on camera three. Nice array of samples, sampled foods. And I'll go over those in just a few moments. Let's see who else is in the chat. Let's see what we got going here. It's kind of quiet on YouTube, as it usually is. We get people watching, they just don't jump in to chat. And we've got folks watching on Twitch. And please jump in, say hi. Tell me how your week went, how things are going with you. And you know what? Here's something else. If you're a Twitch streamer, I'll give you a shout out. And you can feel free to, you know, to put your link to your Twitch stream in the chat. It's okay with me, as long as it's appropriate. It's not, you know, there's some kind of racy streams going on there, but of course, not my viewers. My viewers don't do that. My viewers are good people. So please watch and promote yourself in the chat. It's okay. It's okay with me. So let's see. Twitter is there. I don't know about tweets yet, but we'll see if we can check that out later on. All right, so let's go and take a look at this wine. We're not going anywhere, are we? We're all stuck in our houses again tonight. But look, if you're going to be stuck at home, what better thing to have with you when you're stuck at home than a bottle of wine, right? Or your favorite libation, whatever it may be. Okay, so this is the wine that we're drinking tonight. This is a Poggio al Tufo. Poggio al Tufo is a Rompicolo. It is a blend. It's a blend of Sangiovese and Cabernet Sauvignon. This is a 2017. And this should be an interesting wine to drink. I picked this up once again. I picked this up at Sunset and Vine up in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. I enjoy going there. I like to shop there as well. I have favorite places to shop for wines. And this is one of them. Every time we go up to mountains, we enjoy going up the mountains. And Bennett Larson and Sharon Chrisman, the proprietors, and Susie actually was there the past time we went. Bennett was off, but I usually like talking with Bennett because he and I have really interesting discussions on wines. Enjoy that, and it's a really cool place to go. If you ever go up to the mountains, if you ever find a way to go up to Boone or Blowing Rock or some of those areas up there, check it out, Sunset and Vine. It's a really, really cool place, and they do wine tastings, and they have parties and little events going on up there from time to time. Really, really, really nice place. Very quaint, and it's just, I think it's really nice for the, especially up in the mountain areas. Okay, so once again, Poggio al Tufo. This is a Toscana Rompicolo, and it's a Sangiovese Cabernet Sauvignon blend. It's 2017. Here's the back of the wine. I'm going to read the back of it for you. Let's see. Rompicolo Rosso Toscana. And there's some things in Italian. Indicazione Geografica Tipica. Poggio al Tufo, owned by Tomasi Family Estates since 1997. Tomasi Family Estate since 1997, is located in the heart of Tuscany. This wine is made from indigenous Tuscan grapes and aged in large oak casks. Best with white and red meats and cheeses. Good, because I do have some red meat and some white and I think it's red cheese. White and red meats and cheeses. I don't think they meant white and red cheeses, but it's good with cheese. Okay, so we're going to try that out. Anyway, that's what we have going here. Let me check the chat one more time and see what's going on there. And still quiet on Twitch. That's good. People tend to wander in on Twitch. By the way, I'm really looking forward to showing you this short film that I've got tonight. It's a transfer from Super 8. Sound film, and from back in 1991, I'm going to tell you all about that trip. It was a lot of fun. We had a blast on that trip. I think everybody should do a road trip like that once in their lives, at least. It was a trip to be remembered. It was a real vacation. I wouldn't call it a trip. Vacation. There's a difference between vacation and trip, and if somebody reminds me later on, I'll explain that. In my view, my opinion. It's all my opinion, okay? Okay, so let's get to opening this wine, and I have my foil cutter right here. Let's open this up. All right, and discard the foil there. And, of course, to open the bottle, I have my trusty mechanical corkscrew here. The mechanical corkscrew. Well, this is fun, isn't it? I like this thing. It comes right out very easily. Very cool. And you know, I never show how the cork is removed, but I did in earlier episodes. I'll do that later. It's actually pretty simple. You just pop it in there and it pops right out. It's really cool. And, of course, to pour the wine, I have my trusty Veneto aerator from the Veneto One Lover set. Nice and snug fit there. There you go. And, of course, to hold the grape nectar, I have my trusty Galway genuine Irish crystal glass from Ireland, given to me by my employers at buy2wayradios.com. Let's pour a little bit of this in here. There we go. Just a little bit for starters. Set that aside for the moment. I also have my bottle of water here. Clear the palate. And let's set the wine aside for just a minute. In a prime location. There we go. And while it is opening up, we're going to let it open up for a couple minutes and breathe. And while it's doing that, let's find out a little bit more about this wine. So, I did some checking around to learn about this particular wine. I went to their website, VentusWines.com, for the Poggio Scaletti. That was another wine we tried. I'm getting this mixed up here because not too long ago I reviewed the Poggio Scaletti. This is the Poggio Altufo, and it's 2017. I got a text sheet on this thing. Let me see. Let me pull up the text sheet for just a moment. This is a PDF from their site. It says Rompicolo 2017 Toscana IGT Italy. And I'm going to read a little bit from this. I'm just reading from their text sheet here. Poggio Altufo is located in Tuscany in coastal Maremma region near Pitigliano, an historical Etruscan city known for its volcanic soil rich in tufo, a specific type of volcanic rock. The estate was the first of the Tomasi family estates to be located outside of Valpolicella, where the historical winemaking family is based. Seeing tremendous potential in this once swampy coastal stretch of Tuscany, the Tomasi family purchased 163 acres of land there in 1997 after a meticulous soil and climate analysis. The estate was replanted with selected clones of traditional and international grape varieties. Now, I'm still reading this from their text sheet here. Poggio Altufo encompasses three estates in different areas of the Maremma, each with its own unique microclimate, but all sharing the influence of volcanic soil and Mediterranean breezes. So this sounds like a very interesting grape that they're growing here. The vineyard soil composition, the major soil type is tufo, a soil rich in volcanic rock. Vineyards are planted at high density from 6,500 to 8,500 for maximum fruit quality. It's 60%, this is what I was looking for, 60% Sangiovese and 40% Cabernet Sauvignon. So that's the blend. This is a blend, as I mentioned before. I just wasn't sure what the blend was, but it, according to their tech sheet here, 60% Sangiovese and 40% Cabernet. Fermentation takes place in stainless steel tanks at temperatures between 26 to 30 degrees Celsius for 10 days. The wine is then aged for 12 months in Slavonian oak. Slavonian oak. And so what's the alcohol content here? It says, according to this, 13% alcohol by volume. If we go back to the back of that there, it says it's in the lower right-hand corner of that label, 13% alcohol by volume, ABV, in this 750 milliliter bottle of wine. So that's what we got. All right, so I checked around for reviews on this, as a matter of fact, and I found that there were some, Vivino gives it 3.7 stars, 390 ratings, so that's interesting. Some people seem to like the wine. It's pretty fair reviews there. I've kind of skimmed through a couple of them. Let's see. Wine Searcher. Now, let me tell you where you can get this wine. I mentioned Sunset and Vine. I'll tell you what I paid for in just a moment. But I checked around on Wine Searcher, and on Wine Searcher, they have it at the Cellar Door Wine and Cider for $31.99 a bottle. It seems a little pricey. That's in New York. Saratoga Wine Exchange in New York, $11.02 a bottle, or $132.24 a case. That's also for the 750 milliliter bottle. Let's see. The Market View Liquor in New York, a lot of places in New York here that have it, $11.29. Gary's Wine Marketplace in New Jersey, $11.68. Rybrook Wine and Spirit Shop in New York, $11.98. A lot of New York places here. New Jersey seems to be a very prevalent up north. The Wine Buyer in New Jersey, $12.99. Shoppers Vineyard, New Jersey, $12.99. Lukens Wine and Spirits in Florida is $13.99. Martin Wine Cellar in Louisiana, $13.99. Shoppers Wines in New Jersey, $14.95. It seems to be available in a lot of different places. Wine.com in California, $17.99 a bottle. Foods Wholesale Wine in Michigan, $14.99 a bottle. Yeah, California is The California one is $17.99. Okay. The Wine Connection in San Diego has it for $19.50 a bottle or $234 for a case. Now, that's, I think that's about the most I've seen it here. Yep. That's about the most I've seen it up here. I think the cheapest I've seen it here is the cellar door. And it looks at 31. Okay. That $31.99 that I quoted earlier from the cellar door is not. It looks like it's $8 a bottle. It looks like that's for the case, the price for a case. No, it can't be. $31.99. I don't know what that is. They got a $31.99 and then it says $8 per 750 milliliter bottle. So I'm not sure exactly what that price is because it can't be that much for, it can't be that cheap for a case. There's no way. Okay. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's a typo of some sort. All right, I'll tell you what I paid for it, though, and Vivino has it. The median price is $14.99. I'll tell you what I paid for it here because I got a sticker that I took off the bottle, and I paid $14.99 for this bottle of wine. We're going to try it out here, and let's might as well try it out now, right? Okay, give it a little swirl, get the aromas coming up. I can smell it from here. I can get the aromas from here. Let's see. Let me check the chat one more time before we do this. Okay. It's, I don't know why it's not doing that. Okay. I'm Facebook. Facebook is always fun for me. All right. Let's see. We're going everywhere else. We're live everywhere. It looks like tonight. It's, that's good. That's good. All right, let's give it a little sniff first, a little whiff, then a taste. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. I smell a little clay in there. But that's the first thing that kind of came to me. It smells like a little bit of clay, a little earthy. Maybe a little leathery. And I do smell some raspberry, I think. Some raspberry there. And let me check the chat. Is everything going on here in the chat? Looks like, okay. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of little cherry in there, but actually I'm getting more raspberry than anything else. And it smells kind of oaky, but I'm getting a little bit of a hint of clay in there. That's interesting. Let me see. Oh, wow. It's nice. It's a lot of flavors coming out. A lot of flavors. Hint of cherry, mostly raspberry. There's some red fruit in here. There's some red fruit. It is oaky. It smelled oaky, but it is oaky. Not tasting the clay, but it does have a little hint of tobacco in it, I think. A little hint of tobacco. And there is a little bit of, I want to say there's a little bit of blackberry in there too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some blackberry. I'm getting some blackberry. Actually, now I think about it, probably a little more blackberry than raspberry in this now. Now it is, once again, it is oaky. It's kind of medium. It's kind of medium bodied actually, but it tastes like a medium wine. It doesn't taste real bold, not super bold. It's not light. It's not a light like a wine we tried a couple weeks ago. This is not a really bold wine either. So if you really like bold flavors, you're probably not going to get that in this wine. It's kind of in between. So it's pretty good. I'm fine with it. It's somewhat smooth. There's some tannins in the wine. There's some tannin, but it's kind of light on the tannin. It's not overly tannic, but there's some tannin in the wine. But it is surprisingly smooth. Didn't quite expect it. Of course, it's a dry wine, and this is a dry red. you know, with the Sangiovese and the Cab, I expected it to be a dry wine, and it is. It is. It's not super dry, but it's a dry wine. But it, I think it would go really, really well with the red meat. Absolutely. And I think this would be a good wine to go with cheese. It's kind of an easy to drink wine so far. Now we've got to let it open up a little bit. It's not. I guess it's a little on the medium, a little on the softer side of being medium. I think it is. But I'm definitely getting the raspberry and some blackberry in there. It's not, you know, I've seen some reviews that say it was a heavy wine, but I'm not getting that. I don't really think it's a heavy wine at all. I think it's a fairly easily drinkable wine. I don't see an issue with it. Now, I've had some pretty heavy wines, so maybe I'm just used to heavy wines, and something like this is just, but I don't find it that heavy. I don't. And somebody said that it was a little bit chocolatey. I'm not really getting that right now, but I'm getting a little hint of tobacco in here. Maybe as it opens up, let's pour some more. Maybe as it opens up, we'll get more of these different flavors that others have been experiencing. Because some of them I'm not really getting here. But I am getting others tobacco. I don't know. I wasn't really expecting it to be. It's not real heavy. It's just real light, but just a little hint of it. But I'm not getting the clay that I smelled in the very beginning with the wine. Maybe it was just when I first opened it. I don't know. But I'm not getting that now. Okay, so that is the wine. Let's go back to the chats for just a minute. Check and see what's going on in the chats. Kind of quiet and in the chats tonight so far. But we do have people watching. Please, if you're watching, go ahead and chime in the chats and tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you're not drinking. Tell me what you like to be drinking. And tell me what you like to see me drinking. And if I can afford a bottle of it, I'll see if I can buy one and drink it too. And I have done that on many occasions. We've had a number of people come into the chats and recommend wines for me to try that I've tried. And some of them I liked, some of them I didn't like quite so much. Some of them I really liked. There were some really, we've had some really good recommendations. We had a couple of recommendations that I didn't really care for, but most of them have been really good recommendations. So I can tell that you are good at picking out the wines that I like too, because they're wines that you like, and apparently I share your taste in wine. How about that? Because some of you made some very good recommendations for wines in the past that I've tried. So, and I really appreciate it. I do appreciate it. All right, so let's go ahead and get to the pairing, the food pairing, because we got some other things, and I know those who are watching want to see the film. They want to see the film. So we're gonna show the film here in a little bit. We got the birthdays too, and the national days. And it's one special national day we're going to toast. You love red wine. If you love red wine as I do, you know what national day I'm talking about. That's today. The suspense. I know. Okay, so let's go ahead and get to the pairing first. This is what we're pairing it with tonight. These are the foods we have tonight, and I'm going to try it with a steak here. We have a T-bone steak right here. And I'm going to try this first. Camera two up here. There we go. I just can't remember. I'm on this camera, not that one. The steak was very, very good. We had some for dinner tonight. This is the leftover. Very good. Very tasty. Our dog Cosmo liked it very much. In fact, he was literally hounding us to give him some. So we did. Little pun there. Okay. Oh, yeah. It goes really well. Goes really well with the steak. I like it with the steak. This is a good wine for steak. Absolutely. It's a good steak. This is a good steak for wine, by the way. That's the T-bone steak there. Okay, so I'm going to clear the palate for just a moment. And we'll try it. We have something. We have kind of an antipasto here. We've got a where's get back to camera three. This is kind of a pasta salad. And I think there's a mix of different – these are like vegetable pasta salads. I think – I don't know if that's a carrot. And I think that's – what's the green thing? Is that zucchini or something? I don't know. My wife will set me straight on that. She usually does. She keeps me on the straight and narrow. I dropped part of it. Oops. Let me get some more. I don't know which one I dropped. Mmm. Let's have some more wine with that. This is very good, by the way. I had a lot of this with dinner. Mm. Oh, wow. Reach up because there were Italian herbs in this. There, if you go back and look here, there are some. It has some pepper with Italian herbs. And it goes really, really well with that as well. And it really brings that out quite a bit. So I really, really enjoyed. That's a good pairing too. I like that. Let's clear the palate one more time. And let's try it this time. Go back to camera three again. We'll try. I know you see that big thing in the middle. We'll talk about that one later. Let's try it. Well, we have three cheeses here. Now we have... From what my wife told me, we have, because these are all new, well, two of them are new, we have a Rembrandt aged Gouda cheese, which is, I believe, this one right here, Rembrandt aged Gouda. Then we have an Old Crock extra sharp, which is this one, I believe. And then, of course, the unexpected cheddar with Parm. There you go. Which we've had on a number of occasions. Well, let's try this one, the new one. This is a Gouda. We're out of the Trader Joe's double cream Gouda, which I'm disappointed in because I would love to try it with this wine. Mmm. It's actually rather sharp Gouda. Mmm. Hmm. Okay. Yeah, not bad. Not bad. It's okay. The wine gives it a little bit of a smokier taste than I would have expected. Interesting. Not bad. It's not bad. I don't know if it's my kind of cheese, my kind of Gouda, because I love Gouda. I like the Trader Joe's double cream Gouda. This one's okay. And I think the wine actually helps this cheese. I think it really does. Let's clear the palate one more time. And let's try. Not everyone's a winner, folks. Not every one of those is a winner. There have been a few hits and misses. It's okay. I wouldn't call it a miss. It's just maybe not my particular taste. It's okay. All right, let's go back to camera three. Let's go to the... So that was the Rembrandt. That's what that was. Aged Gouda. Let's try the Old Crock Extra Sharp. That's this one. I believe the Old Crock Extra Sharp. And back camera two. This is another new cheese I've never tried before. Old Crock. Hmm. Another piece of that. It's a very small piece. Let's try that again. Okay, that's an interesting cheese. I kind of like this one. Yeah. Hmm. Oh, wow. It goes really well with that. Hmm. Old Crock Extra Sharp. And the interesting thing is that the aged Gouda seems sharper to me. The Old Crock Extra Sharp didn't seem quite as sharp, but the wine seemed to mellow it out even more, and it paired very nicely with it. I like that. The Old Croc Extra Sharp. Am I getting this right, Chi? Okay. Let me clear the palate one more time. Now, let's go try the... Oh, this is another favorite of mine. This should go really well with this cheese. This is the... Right here, the Unexpected Cheddar with Parm. And this should be very good. Try the Unexpected Cheddar with Parm. We've tried it with a number of wines over the last couple months here on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. It's a good cheese. Pairs very nicely with it. Mm-hmm. I like it. Pairs very nicely with it. Ooh. Okay. Yeah, it's good. I think this... The wine, as they said, this wine goes good with a lot of different cheeses. Go to the palate once more. And we can... Now, yes, there is one more thing. There are a couple more things. There's some crackers there. That's to clear the palate with. But this thing in the middle, my wife made some chocolate chip cookies. Some really big chocolate chip cookies. I'm going to try that at the very end. You know, desserts generally pair pretty well with wines, particularly reds. This should be no different. We'll try that later towards the end of the show. I don't want to be bouncing off the walls here of the studio. Lights may all come down. I almost lost a light just before the show. Hopefully it doesn't go out again. All right, so what do we got here? Facebook chats, kind of quiet. Chi, you still with me? And Twitch, quiet on Twitch, of course. It's not scrolling. Okay, nothing going on here. All right. We are live on Twitch, by the way. Okay. If you want to join us there, that's fine. Or anywhere, as I mentioned before. All right. So let's go ahead and get into the birthdays, because we've got a couple birthdays to toast. Let's get this show rolling. Keep it moving. I've got some birthdays. Let's cue the fireworks for the birthdays. And the birthdays for this week. First birthday toast goes to my good friend John. John, who I haven't seen talk to in ages, but I follow him on Facebook. He follows me back. And he and I go way back to the days of OnForce, computerrepair.com. OnForce, we're IT service providers on the OnForce platform doing contract work. So, as you know, in a previous life, I was in the IT business. Information technology, computer repairs, and I built computers. And I'm not going to go into all my history right now. But John and I know each other from way back then. And part of the Force Field, when I started the Force Field podcast, the Force Field forums and all that, is part of all that. Anyway, John's birthday is this coming Monday, the 30th, August 30th. John, he is this year for his birthday, and one of the things I wanted to note here is that he is doing a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. And if you can go, I'll see if I can put a link in the show notes later on, post-show. But I think he has a $300 goal or something like that. I'm not sure. I briefly checked, and I couldn't remember exactly how much it was. But if you can, on behalf of John's birthday, maybe you can give a few bucks to the American Cancer Society. That would be much, much appreciated. Cancer is a very serious thing, and I've lost 3 family members to cancer. I hope I don't lose any more. I don't want to get lost to cancer either. So very, very sensitive to that. So here's to John and his noble cause of raising money for cancer, for the American Cancer Society, for his birthday. And John, I want to say happy birthday. Here's to you, my friend, John Rice. Happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. To John. My second toast is for my good friend, Eric. Eric and I, he and I pretty much grew up with each other, went to school together, middle school, high school, and he's been a lifelong friend, pretty much. And he is one of the guys in the film group he was in the Orlando Film Club, of course, but he was one of the guys in high school that helped me form the film club in high school. And Eric and I have made a lot of films together, as well as the rest of the rest of our gang, rest of the guys in our group. And I've showed several of them on the show in the past. And you know what? Just because it's Eric, I have this ready? I completely forgot about it. I should show another one of my films. Could this be a twofer for films? I don't know. Let's see. Oh yes, I did show the Miracle Exercise Cube, right? That had Eric in it. You know what? I should show that again. Let me show that one more time. This is because it's in honor of his birthday. His birthday, Eric's birthday, is the 31st, this coming Tuesday. So, you know what? This is a rerun. Yes, you guys have seen this before. But in honor of my friend Eric Solomon for his birthday, I'm going to play it one more time. This is the Miracle Exercise Cube.
Hey, Wally. What you doing?
Well, Ted, I was just strengthening and toning my muscles with my new Miracle Exercising Cube. It's better than some of those phony gadgets you see advertised on TV, and it makes my Arnold Hunlinger weight set obsolete. Here's a 32-page booklet that shows you how to do just about anything.
The full-color illustrations are a big help for the beginner. As it's plain to see, Ted, the cube's unique shape allows for both horizontal and vertical exercising.
Wow, this looks easy. Can I try it?
Sure, Ted. Anyone can use it, and I'm sure you'll find that the results are absolutely amazing.
Wow, that's amazing. I've used it for only a few seconds, and I can feel it toning and strengthening my muscles.
That's right, Ted, and the longer you use it, the stronger you get. I used to be a puny weakling like you, but now I can do He-Man things like crushed aluminum cans in one hand.
Fantastic!
Yes, if you get a little more advanced, you can advance to the 00 setting that's also on the cube, built right in.
Okay. I can see this is truly an amazing product. I'm going out and buying one right now.
Well, that's just fine, Ted, but you can't buy this amazing product in any store.
To order yours, send $5.95 to Cube Box 910, South City, Florida, 99505. That's Cube Box 910, South City, Florida.
Okay, that was the Miracle Exercise Cube that starred my friends Eric Solomon and Pete Gibbser. Pete Gibbser was the guy working out at the very beginning who was telling Eric all about the Miracle Exercise Cube. And Eric was the guy that kind of walked in and was just really impressed with it and wanted to go out and buy one right now. So that was Eric Solomon. And his birthday, I play that again in honor of his birthday, okay? His birthday is the 31st, this coming Tuesday, August 31st. And to my good friend Eric, happy, happy birthday. And may you have many, 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 many more. And you know what? I'm going to toast you again just because I can. I have plenty of wine and I can. To my good friend Eric, happy, happy birthday. It's Eric. And CM Sanders in the chat, great to see you, CM Sanders. She says, I hope I didn't miss the thingy yet. No, you did not miss the thingy yet. The thingy that she's referring to is the film for this week. That was not the film I was going to show you this week. That was just an impromptu film I showed in honor of Eric's birthday. But it is not the film that that I'm showing you tonight. This is a different film. So stick around for that, and we'll be showing it very, very soon, very soon. But first, I have one more birthday, and this is for, and I'll try to make this quick, this is more my good friend Frosty. Frosty, who is going to be, I believe, 86? Yeah. He's, Frosty and I know each other from church when I was a kid, and he was very much into the athletics and stuff. Partly in charge of the youth group back then, which we were all a part of, and baseball team, basketball teams, that kind of thing. Anyway, Frosty, his birthday, your birthday, Frosty, if you're watching now, is November. September 2nd. Sorry about that. Took me a second. I got my months mixed up. September 2nd, So September 2nd from my good friend Frosty, happy, happy birthday, and may you continue to have many, 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 many more. To Frosty. And my friend Frosty Dever. I'll touch you again, too. To Frosty Dever, happy, happy birthday. And September 2nd. I hope you're doing well, Frosty. I hope you and the family are doing well. You know, that does it for the birthdays this week. Once again, this is what we're drinking. We're drinking the Poggio al Tufo. Poggio al Tufo. It's a Toscano Rompicolo. It is a Sangiovese and Cabernet Sauvignon, 60% Sangiovese, 40% Cabernet. And it's a 2017, and it has 13% ABV in the 750 milliliter bottle. And so far, I'm liking this wine. The wine's pretty good. Some people could say, hey, he's never met a wine he didn't like to drink. No. There have been a number of wines that we've had a few reviews on here that were wines that I did not care for much at all, or some that were kind of like passe. They were all right, but there are some that I really, really enjoyed. This one is kind of on the upper end, not way up here, but it's you know, I'm letting it open up some more, but so far it's kind of up there. I like it. It's pretty good. Kind of up there. It's getting there. I like this wine. For $15, I think it's pretty decent choice. I think so. All right, let's go back to the chats one more time, and we get to the national days, because we have a very big national day to toast here. And if you don't know what I'm talking about already, if you haven't guessed already, I've been dropping hints all throughout the show about this national day. But if you haven't gotten it yet, put it in the chat. I tell you what, if you guess it, don't Google it up, but if you guess what national day it is that I really, really am looking forward to toasting tonight, if you can guess it, I'll send you a dad joke book. How about that? I'll send you one of the dad joke books. Pretty cool, huh? If you already have a dad joke book, I got another book I can send you. But let's see if anybody guesses. CM Center, you can't. You're disqualified. You know. The CM Sander is a mod. She knows what day it is. She knows. Okay, so let's get to the national days, okay? I'm checking the chats one more time. Kind of quiet in there. Rhonda, thanks for liking the video. And Penny, my sister Penny. And Lee Uhara is liking it. I hope you're all watching. And hopefully, and, you know, if you're watching, please jump in the chat. I appreciate it. But thanks for liking it anyway. So the national days. Let's cue the wave for the national days. The blue wave for the national days. Okay, so we're going to start off with the first national day. That I want to start off with. August 28th is National Thoughtful Day. Now, these national days come from nationaldaycalendar.com, nationaldaycalendar.com. My friend Marlo Anderson is the CEO of nationaldaycalendar.com. And these are the national days he has up there on his website today. August 28th, National Thoughtful Day. I will drink to that. Be thoughtful. We should always be thoughtful. Here's the National Thoughtful Day. I'll drink to that. Oh, it's also National Power Rangers Day. If you're a Power Rangers fan, I saw Power Rangers from time to time when I was younger, but never really got into Power Rangers too much myself. But I know a lot of people who did. Very popular. And who was your favorite Power Ranger? Who was your favorite Power Ranger? I think a lot of my friends like the Red Ranger. Everybody had their favorite Power Ranger, right? Who's your favorite Power Ranger, CM Center? I don't think you really got into Power Rangers too much, did you? But those who did, well, who's your favorite Power Ranger? Let's see. Let me check the chats one more time. Gee, I know you didn't get into Power Rangers too much, I don't think. Unless you did. All right, so it's National Power Rangers Day. Who knew the Power Rangers had their own day? It kind of figures they're very popular. I think they still are. National Power Rangers Day. It's also National Bowtie Day. Today is National Bowtie Day, all day for the rest of the day, for another hour and 8 minutes. National Bowtie Day. I always wore, you know, the long ties. Never really, I've worn bow ties before. Couldn't really get into it too much. I think I wore a bow tie, someone wore a bow tie, I think it was my wedding, wasn't it? National Bowtie Day is today. National Bowtie Day. You know, when I think of bow ties, one of the first things that come to my mind, the Andy Griffith Show, Barney Fife wearing a bow tie. Of course, he wore that, you know, kind of tweed suit and everything. It was like really itchy looking, and it was Barney had no taste in clothes. let's face it, National Bowtie Day. But you know, bow ties are in vogue. There are people that wear bow. People still wear bow ties today, and some of them do so really classy about it. They're very. Didn't James Bond wear a bow tie from time to time? National Cherry Turnovers Day. It's also National Cherry Turnovers Day. Cherry turnovers. I like cherry turnovers. Okay, I'll drink to that. It's also Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. I didn't research it, so I don't know what that's about. Maybe someone can enlighten me as to what it's about. We have one more national day to toast, and I am filling the glass for this because it's a very special national day. And you know what? Let me get ready for that because I'm going to where is it? That's the wrong one. Okay, where was I? Oh, here we are. Okay, I'm trying to set this up, the backdrop up. Here we go. All right, today is wrong mouse. Today is National Red Wine Day, and I know it's a blue backdrop, but it's that's all I had. National Red Wine Day. Today is National Red Wine Day. Did anybody guess that? Is anybody in the chat to guess it? Riptonia is in the chat. Good to see you, Riptonia. Glad you're here. And Riptonia says it's about the Rainbow Bridge. Okay, well, yeah, I figured the Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day would be about the Rainbow Bridge. Thanks. Well, thanks for being here, Tony. I appreciate it. Please stick around because I've got a short film to show you that I think you'll enjoy. It's a little spoof on travel films. Very short, but something I made some time ago. I'll set it up here in just a few minutes. But for now, it's National Red Wine Day. I have the red wine, and we're national. We're actually international. We have folks watching that watch all over the world. We have folks watching in a lot of different countries around the world, not just here in the U.S. But it's red wine, so it's National Red Wine Day. This should be International Red Wine Day, right? But it's National Red Wine Day, and you know what? It's red wine. And it's a day for red wine. So that's, I'll drink to that. I'll drink to that. National Red Wine Day. You know what? I'll toast it again because I have some red wine. It's National Red Wine Day. And, well, it's the thing to do, right? Toast to National Red Wine Day. And we'll drink to that. And I have. Oh, by the way, that piece of animation back there, which, you know, I need a red version of that CM Cinder. That was made by CM Cinder, by the way, that piece of animation. She did that by hand. CM Cinder, you know, you could go to, if you want to have any animation done or anything done on your Twitch channel or YouTube channel or whatever. You know, she's the person who can, she does commissions and she'll do art for you. Oh, she does all kinds of art. But that one she animated herself for me for the wine stream. So I'm really liking that. It's really cool, isn't it? Isn't that cool? That's awesome. CM Cinder, thank you very, very much. CM Cinder says, no, I didn't really get the Power Rangers. It's okay. And, you know, she does a lot of great art. She does all the artwork for Drink with Rick. She's done a lot of the artwork for Cube Command. You know, my son Tommy, who does the Cube Command podcast, she does all the artwork for that. And she's done all the album art for our podcasts. Seam Sanders says, I keep forgetting Twitch emojis exist when I want to put an emoticon. Yeah. And she also does, she does all the artwork on my Twitch channel. All that artwork is what she's done on the Twitch channel. She's very, very talented. So here's to CM Cinder. Thank you. A toast to CM Cinder. Thank you for the wonderful animation for, even though it's blue, for Red Wine Day. I don't have any blue wine. All right. So we have one more. Let me go back over to the other one here. There we go. All right, we have one more National Day to toast. I think it's tomorrow. Tomorrow is National... Well, we have two, actually. Tomorrow, August 29th, is National Chop Suey Day. If you like chop suey, drink the National Chop Suey Day. Also, it's National Lemon Juice Day. Tomorrow is National Lemon Juice Day, August 29th. National Lemon Juice Day. I like lemon juice. I really like lemonade. The lemon juice is good in a lot of cocktails and things too. So are limes and lime juice. So there's the National Lemon Juice Day. I'll drink to that. Okay, I guess it does it for the national days. I think that's where we are there with that. Okay, so y'all are waiting for... I'm going to show you this film in just a couple minutes. I'm going to set up for you in just a moment. I did want to mention real briefly that my son, Tommy Antio, you know him as Tommy Antio, Tommy, he is currently at App State. I don't know if he's watching tonight. Now, if you're watching, Tommy, chime in and say hi. But my son is at, he's starting his senior year at App State. And he, one of the things he's working at the radio station up there, 90.5 WASU FM. And we can listen to it online because you can get it online, WASU FM, the app. And you can hear it on TuneIn also. We heard it directly from their website, WASU. And he just started doing his DJ gig there. He does, aside from the Cube Command podcast, we have him on the show a few times. And he's the young man that when he turned 21, we set three bottles of wine and three beers in front of him, and he tasted and reviewed each one of them, trying wine and beer for the very first time. You go back and watch those episodes. Those were a lot of fun. Those episodes were a lot of fun. He really enjoyed that, as I did, and I think everybody watching really, really enjoyed it. Seeing Tommy turning 21, and we did, it was a two-parter. We did, one night we did three wines one night, and then we did three beers the next night. He kind of gravitated more towards the beer than the wine. That's okay. But he just started today. He's starting his working at the radio station Saturdays from 10 to 12, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays. He's doing his live DJ on WASU 90.5. And I was listening to him today, the family, you know, we all were. And they played some rock. They played some indie rock. They played some older rock. And they played some, they play a little bit of punk. It's kind of a mixture, eclectic mix. But they're rated one of the top three college radio stations in the country. I believe that's right. If he jumps in here, he can set me straight on that. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think they were one of the top three college radio stations in the entire country. So good stuff. He just started. He did a great job, by the way, and he's got a great radio voice for it. So I think he's going to do very, very well there. Really, we're all really, really proud of Tom Antio. Okay, so the film. I'm going to show you the film. Let me set this up for you just a minute. Before I do, let me check the chat one more time, see what we have going on in the chat. Very quiet on the chats tonight. And Riptonia, how are you doing? Tell me a little bit about yourself and how things are going with you. So let me set up with this film. So here's what we got. As most of you know, who've been watching the stream for any length of time, at one point when I was a kid, I really got into making films. I was a filmmaker. And made a lot of films on 8mm and Super 8, dabbled a little bit of 16mm stuff. And I had cameras, and my buddies and I, as you saw earlier with the film that I showed with my friend Eric for his birthday, we made films. We involved in a couple of film clubs, one for high school that we helped form, and then another with Orlando, the local film club in Orlando at the time, Film and Video Club, and was involved with them for many years. And during that period of time, my buddies and I produced a lot of films. Well, I have one I'm going to show you tonight. This is really kind of more one that I sort of put together, but I did have a couple of my friends helping me out with it. They were uncredited. In fact, the music's uncredited, but the music is credited to my friend Jim. What we did was in 1990, we took a trip, a cross-country trip. Myself and three of my friends, Perry, Jim, Lawrence, and myself, we took a cross-country trip from Orlando, Florida to, and we went all the way from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast to California. And during that time, it was a two-week trip. We rented a van, and we drove all the way from there to California and back. And we had a really packed itinerary, and we saw as much as we could see in 2 weeks. And we saw a lot of stuff. I mean, we stopped at, we were in Louisiana. We were in Mississippi. We went through Texas. We went through New Mexico. And all those places, Nevada, we stayed in Vegas for a night or so, went to New Mexico, stayed in Santa Fe. we crashed a hoity-toity art opening, like art gallery, because it was free food. We just walked in and started eating the buffet, and you know, that was fun. That was interesting. And we had some adventures there. We went to... went out the desert. We saw Monument Valley and stayed at the Grand Canyon, hiked partway down that and back up. And we did, we went to Carlsbad Caverns. We saw, we spent a day or so hunting around exploring old ghost towns out west. And these were not like the touristy ghost towns. It was like we just went around and we found real ghost towns, you know, just old west towns that were kind of, you know, they still had some of them real still had people living there, you know, like a population of 5 or 10 or 20 or something. And some of them were just completely deserted. But it was a lot of fun. We got to see a lot of things. We literally went off the beaten path for some of this, particularly for the ghost towns. We went out just exploring into places that a lot of people really only should take a 4x4. We took a van and went off-roading in a van, which was which was an adventure in itself. It was a rental, so we went out to California. We went all the way out to the West Coast. I went around Hollywood. I saw some stuff there. We went up the Pacific Coast Highway up there and went to San Francisco. And this was back in the days when San Francisco was a good place to go visit. Not the way it is right now, but when it was a real, real cool place, vogue place to visit, and ate a Fisherman's Wharf and all that kind of stuff. Now, I mean, I don't think I'd want to venture into San Francisco now. It's kind of a mess. The wildfires out west and everything, all that stuff, it's a lot of stuff that's burned down that we drove passing around and stuff that probably no longer even exists because it's all burned down. And so with all the fires and things, but this was back in the 90s. We stayed at Yosemite for a couple of days. That was a lot of fun. Anyway, so I digress. Anyway, that's what this film is about. Well, it's not about the whole trip, but one of our stops on the way out there was in Texas, particularly to Amarillo, Texas. And, don't get heavy now. If anybody knows what I'm talking about. What's in Amarillo, Texas? Well, there's some things in Amarillo, Texas, but there's probably one very notable thing that's in Amarillo, Texas, if it's still there. But one place that we stopped at, and one of the things that we did when we packed our itinerary is that all four of us got together and said, well, okay, here's some stops that we'd like to make. Each one of us had certain things we wanted to see that we wanted to make a point to stop at and see. And someone suggested, well, I know exactly who it was, suggested we stop at this one particular place. And he was a photographer, and he wanted to get some photographs of it. And he thought it would be very, very interesting to see. And like, we didn't know what it was, you know. So he said, okay. So we went to see it. And when we finally got there off the side of the road, it was it was interesting. Anyway, it was cold that morning. It was very, very cold. And we were in the van, and he wanted to get out. We stopped there. We'd driven all this way. We'd driven like, what, 1,800 miles to go see this, 1,500 miles, whatever it was. And we got there, and it was so, we were so unimpressed that we all just kind of stayed in the van, and he went out there to take some pictures of it. And I was in the van. It was nice and warm in there in a cold morning, very cold morning, just after daybreak. And then I was thinking, I was looking at my camera, my movie camera, and I was thinking, okay, this could be fun. This could be fun. So I, on a whim, I grabbed my movie camera and went out there and shot a short spoof of a travel video, a short video. Just kind of, I was kind of ribbing my friend on this, but it was just, I just thought it would be kind of funny to do, kind of fun. And I'm glad I did. The thing is, looking back, I'm glad I did it. And I'm really, looking back years later, I want to give a toast to my friend Perry. It was a good call on your part, Perry, even though we were kind of ribbing about it at the time. It was a really good call on your part, and I really appreciate it. Thank you to Perry. Okay, I did the setup. This film was 30 years old, released in 1991. I'm going to show it now. And this is, if I've got it still set up. Yeah, I hope I've got it still set up. Let me just double check and make sure I got it set up. Okay, it's set up. All right, without any further ado, this is The Cadillac Ranch.
In a cornfield, just outside Amarillo, Texas, lies a rather unique piece of art. It is known as the Cadillac Ranch. It was created by a rather unique artist, whose name escapes me right offhand, and I would just as soon forget. During our journey across the West, someone suggested that we stop at the Cadillac Ranch. So we did. And boy, were we surprised. 10 bright pink Cadillacs were stuck in the middle of the ground, in the middle of a cornfield, just outside Amarillo, Texas. And as we gazed at this wonder, we asked ourselves, what color were they under the ground?
Well, here we are at the Cadillac Ranch, just outside of Amarillo, Texas. And as you can see behind me, there are 10 bright pink Cadillacs stuck in the ground. Yep, here we are, the Cadillac Ranch. 10 big Cadillacs just sitting there. 10 Cadillacs. The question is, why? Why are they sitting here, out here in the middle of a field outside of Amarillo, Texas? nothing around it but grass and sky and the cold wind. The question is, why am I out here? Damn, it's cold out here. Yep. Here we are. The Cadillac Ranch. What the hell am I doing here?
We stayed for approximately 10 minutes. After we had left, we realized that we'd completely wasted our time. Perhaps you can come to the Cadillac Ranch someday and waste your time too.
This is, I forgot to show the final credit on this. It's, whoops. That was by Nicholas, the film restoration, Nicholas Coyle, nicholascoyle.com. Nicholas is the one who's done all the restorations for us for our films so far. And I think he's done a fabulous job, a fine job doing that. Nicholas, I want to say here's a to you, a toast to Nicholas Coyle for doing a fantastic job on transferring these films, getting them done for us. Thank you. To Nicholas. Oh, to Nicholas Coyle. I want to make sure I got that right. All right, CM Sender says, the question is, that was one of the things there in that film, the question is. So it was kind of a spoof on travel films, and I wanted to follow it up with a series of spoof travel films. Never really got around to it, but that was the one and only episode in the Where the Hell Are We travel series. But it was fun. We had fun making it, even though it was very, very cold outside. It really was. Okay, so Ed is in the chat. Ed says, just got here, and I'm glad you made it, Ed, my good friend Ed Anthony. Ed says, a tad tardy for the film. Well, I'd show it again, but I just showed it, and I don't think anybody'd want to. But you know what, though? You can always watch it on the rewind. Always watching on the rewind. You can just go back right after this airs and just watch that particular part of it. I think you'd really enjoy it. I think you get a kick out of it. It's a lot of fun. You never saw the Cadillac Ranch, did you? I don't think you did. But and I'm glad you're here, by the way. Thank you for being here. Ed has done. He actually did a lot with our films in the past. He did the music for. The Analyst, which we've showed on here before, he did the he helped do some of the animation, where you know, painting the cells and everything for Harry's Climb. He's been very involved in some of those films in the past. We're gonna have some more to show in the future. Ed, you missed it, but I did a little toast to Eric earlier in the show and showed the Miracle Exercise Cube again. We've got another one with Eric in it that I'm going to show in the future. That one is the Stringy Art Treasury Trove. But I'll do that one in the future. Anyway, and Ed says, just got back from seeing 8 new short plays with local performers. Oh, really cool. Really cool. So Ed and I have been friends for a long, long time. Go way back to our Disney days. Ed retired from Disney, as a matter of fact. And I worked there for 9 years alongside Ed, and we were roommates together and old friends. So we've just We've had a lot of good times, together. And you know what? I'm going to toast you, Ed, because I can. Here's to my good friend, Ed Anthony. Ed, a toast to you. I'm just in a real toasting mood tonight. Because, you know, this is Red Wine, National Red Wine Day. It is, you know, I got to put that up one more time, don't I? It is National Red Wine Day. What did I do with my, here it is. National Red Wine Day. Okay, whoops. Whoop, that's not the one. I'm hitting the wrong buttons. Where is it? There it is. National Red Wine Day. I'm hitting all the wrong buttons tonight. What an on-air switcher I turned out to be. CM Cinder made that. My daughter Tia, she did the animation for that. It's not red wine. It's just wine bottles, but it was that's all I had to toast Red Wine Day. Anyway, here's to National Red Wine Day. And it's National Red Wine Day for another 42 minutes. So there you go. Okay, I think it's almost time to close things up. I do want to remind everyone that Hurricane Ida is heading up the coast, is threatening the coast of Louisiana, in particular New Orleans. The last I checked, New Orleans. I tell you what, those poor folks in New Orleans have been hit so hard with hurricane. You know, of course, we all remember Hurricane Katrina, and they've been, which was really, really devastating. And they've been hit by a couple of bad ones since. But while Hurricane Ida is heading up, and they are predicting this is going to be a Category 4 storm by the time it hits the coast, I hope not. I hope it diminishes, but we really don't need, well, COVID and all kinds of things going on. We don't need another disaster this year. We've got the fires going on in California. We have Haiti just got hit with a big earthquake, and disasters everywhere. And it seems like it, doesn't it? And a hurricane bearing down on the Gulf Coast here this weekend. So I want to remind everybody that please get an emergency weather radio. Get an emergency weather radio. There's a list of them right there. I have one right here. We keep a number of them. We took this one with us when we took Tommy up to Boone for his last year at ASU. And up in the mountains, I took this one with us. We didn't need it, fortunately, but we had it there just in case. This is a pretty cool weather radio. This is a Midland ER310. And, it tells you the time. But it also it has AM/FM radio built in. It has weather alerts, a whole weather radio on here. It has a flashlight and LED, Cree LED flashlight. If you don't know, Cree LEDs are really high-quality LEDs. And very bright. And it does an SOS. So you just press the button and it gives out an SOS signal. It even has a dog whistle. And you're saying, why does it have a dog whistle? Well, that's because if you get buried in the snow somewhere or, if you're stuck somewhere and they can't find you, you can turn this on. And then when they send the dogs out to search for you, the dogs can hear the noise, the dog whistle. And it's also solar powered. It has a lithium ion battery in it for longevity. Also, you can hand crank it. It's a hand crank for when you lose all power. It takes batteries as well, regular alkaline batteries. It is chargeable through USB charging port, and it will charge devices. So this is a really cool multifunction device, and I keep one of these handy. They come in very handy. I'm going to send one up to Tom at some point because I think he could probably use it in the winter, especially. But if you go to buytwowayradios.com, go to buytwowayradios.com, and you can use the promo code. Well, I don't have the promo code up here, do I? Let me get the promo code up here. I am so unprepared tonight. There we go. Use the promo code WINESHOW, WINESHOW. Use the promo code WINESHOW at buytwowayradios.com. And you can buy any. They can be weather radios, FRS, GMRS radios, MERS radios, business radios. If you have a business, marine radios, airband radios, scanners, ham radios, CB radios, all kinds of radios and accessories. That promo code is good for all of those, including the accessories. So if you go up there and use the promo code WineShow, you can save 5% off your entire order. Okay. For full disclosure, I am the product manager for Bituway Radios. I don't get paid anymore for it. That's just, I just get paid for doing my day job. I've done a lot of it this week in the studio here. The studio is still in a little bit of a mess because I've been shooting video, and I'm shooting a couple more videos for some new products that we put out. You know, they don't pay me any more for this. They just gave me the promo code and say, hey, use the promo code. So that's what it is. It's for you. It's for you and your benefit, not mine. It's not the company's benefit because, I mean, hey, they're losing 5% more. Trust me. So I'm not getting paid any more for that. This is for you. All right, because I care about you. So, and I do. Speaking of which, I've been working on some videos. You know, if you're interested in radios at all and you want to see some of the work I've done with videos, you can go to buy2wearradios.com and you can watch some of these videos. I've produced all these videos, or most all of them. There are a few manufacturer videos that are up there, but most of the videos that you see that are produced from Buy2Way Radios are ones that I've personally produced, shot, edited, and some of them I've been in, done voiceovers for, things like that. If you want to check out some of my work there, you can go up to buy2wearradios.com, see, or the YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is Buy2Way Radios. But you can check out some of those there. A lot of content there. I've been doing it for 11 years, just about. Oh, it'll be 11. Yeah, it'll be 11 years in, when did I start going there? 2010. Yeah. 11 years in October. How about that? Time flies. All right, well, I guess that does it for most of what I have. Anything else in the chat? So, Ed, tell me about some of the plays, the short plays with local performers. Tell me about some of that. That sounds pretty interesting. You can share that with us. Anything else going on here? Kind of quiet in YouTube as usual. But we do have people watching. Please, we have people watching on Twitch. Please chime in and tell me how you're doing. A lot of people like to watch, and you know, I do that too. I get in on some streams sometimes, and I like to watch just passively, and I don't really want to kind of jump in and say anything. I just, you know, just kind of watch, or I'm doing something else and just kind of passively watching. There are a couple of exceptions. There are a few exceptions that I do that too. One of them is that square guy who I've talked about many times. He's in the chat a lot, and I really enjoy getting involved in the chats on his channel, and they're always a lot of fun. There are a few others that I'll jump in and I'll chat with, but you know, lots of times I'll often just kind of sit there and quietly watch and just kind of enjoy the show, and that's pretty much it. And that's okay. That's okay. That's all right. All right, so I think that's mostly what I got here tonight. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, the review, final review. Okay, here's the final review. I think we're going to probably close it up a little bit earlier tonight. My wife would love that. Final review. Okay, this is what we've been drinking. The Poggio al Tufo. It is a Rosso Toscana. It is 60% Sangiovese and 40% Cabernet Sauvignon. 13% alcohol by volume, ABV. I'm liking this wine. It, you know, as it's opened up a little more, I'm starting to like it a little more. And actually, I'm getting a little bit more of the because they were saying that there was raspberry, and I was getting some raspberry. They were saying some cherry. I'm getting a little bit of cherry, mostly raspberry and blackberry in this wine. It is really what I've been tasting, blackberry. Now, the very beginning on the nose, there was some. It was a little bit of clay on the nose, and I didn't get that when I was tasting the wine. It's gone away completely. It's pretty good It's a little bit earthy. It's a little bit earthy. Not a whole lot, but it is oaky. It is oaky. Light to medium tannins in this wine. I'm really liking this wine. It is fairly smooth. Actually, a pretty smooth wine. So to drink, and it's not a heavy wine at all. It seems to have gotten a little bit lighter as I've gone into the bottle, and I want to say that it's kind of medium, but it seems a little bit lighter than it was in the very beginning. Yeah, actually, it is. It's a lot lighter than it was in the beginning. And a little bit smoother. And I think that's not a really unexpected, because as it's opened up, it's really brought out its true flavors. Now, I did try it with all these items. I tried it with the meat. We had a T-bone steak tonight. That was very good. It worked really well with this wine. It also worked really, really well with this pasta. Which actually has some Italian seasoning in it, Italian herbs. And it's not surprising, because it's an Italian wine, and it went really well with that. Now, as far as the cheeses are concerned, there were two new cheeses that we tried tonight. There was what was this thing called again? Oh, Rembrandt. Rembrandt Aged Gouda. That's this yellow cheese here. Rembrandt Aged Gouda cheese. It was okay. It was not my favorite, and it was a lot sharper than I expected. So it went okay with the wine. It wasn't bad. Then there was the Old Crock Extra Sharp cheese, which was this one, I believe, and that was pretty good. That was pretty good. It says extra sharp, but it actually was pretty decent. Then the Unexpected Cheddar with Parm, which was very good with the wine. Really enjoyed it. Now, the crackers are there for clear the palate, but the only thing that I really didn't try it with was this cookie. And we're going to try it now, because it is the end of the show. We're going to try it with this cookie. I've got the old... I got to remember to fix that. Let's see. There we go. So, my lovely wife, she made these cookies tonight. They weren't square. I saw them when she took the pan out. They were a little round, but she made them square. I'm not sure why. She's just being artistic, I guess. And we're going to try it. Let me put half this cookie back. There you go. And this is a chocolate chip cookie that she made. And we're going to try it with the wine. That's a really good cookie, by the way. Really enjoying this cookie. Let's try it with the wine. Oh, boy. Now, I promised my wife I wouldn't overindulge on the cookies. So I'm just going to have this little piece right here. A second piece. Have seconds. Have to have seconds on the line, too. That was really, really good. So we're going to try another piece of this cookie. With another taste of the wine. That's a good cookie. Oh, boy. I love it. I might finish this cookie when I'm editing the show, post-show. Ed says, men are dogs. Wow, is that the name of one of the plays? Okay. Good. It wasn't self-deprecating to us men, right, Ed? Ed says, men are dogs. A jogging woman seems to be bothered by a man following her. Turns out he is actually a dog, and they take to each other. A child and adult play the same character, interacting with each other. No dialogue. Very interesting. So that was one of the plays. Now, these were the short plays. This was one of the 8 short plays that you saw with the local performers. You know, I used to enjoy going to see some of these plays. I remember, in fact, that the last play I went to see, I went to see a couple plays. One of the last ones I went to see was my son Tommy. He joined a troop for a little while. I wouldn't really say it was a troop. It was an acting troop for a little bit. And they performed the Wizard of Oz, and he played the uncle in the Wizard of Oz. He played that character, and he did a fine job. I was very surprised and super impressed. And that's when I found out that my son can sing. I found out that he can sing. He can sing. And I was really, we thoroughly enjoyed the play. My son can sing. How about that? that's Tom Antio. But he did a really, really fine job acting in the play. He actually had to ad-lib a little bit, I think, because I can't remember what the situation was. I think somebody lost a line or something. He had to ad lib something, but he was very quick on the mark, and he was very good at it. I was really impressed. To my son Tom Antio, really did a fine job with the Wizard of Oz. But I think the last play I went to see, what was the last play I went to see? I went to see a performance of. What was the I'm trying to remember what it was now. Okay. I do remember going to see a play a long time. I've been on stage before as well. Something Forgettable. A play that I helped write, actually, that I've been on stage and we did like two performances and that was it. Very forgettable. That was back when I was in 1978. When I just finished high school, or maybe I was just about to finish high school. But I remember going to see a play when I was in college, which was very interesting. And I can't remember the name of the play, but it was pretty much it takes place in the bunker of a nuclear missile silo, which I was. And Ed, you might know this play, but I really don't. To be honest, I can't remember the name of it, but it was a. It was basically a three-act play, but it all took place in a missile silo. Very fascinating, very, very interesting character study as well. A study about human nature. Very good play. Anyway, so Ed says, a father tells his soon-to-be-wed daughter how he had to do everything he'd done because he wished her well. Okay, that was one of the other plays. So there were eight plays total, I guess. So anyway, the plays, you know, I like to go to a play every once in a while. I do. What was the play that I went to, the last one I went to? I was trying to remember now. I've been to a couple of them. I can't remember which one was which now. Anyway, I digress. I like to see a good play. I really do. I remember going to one at the Dinner Theater once in Orlando that my wife and I went to. It was a whodunit. It was a whodunit play. It was a mystery. I think it was a mystery dinner theater, I think is what it was, and we went to. And they would do these different plays or like whodunits and stuff, and you'd have dinner. It was a dinner theater. And I really, really had a great time there. We had a great time. They did some audience participation there. It was cool. But the dinner was pretty decent. I remember the dinner was good, but we had a fabulous time there. The play was actually very good, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And so I've been to another number of plays in my lifetime. I have a little bit of culture. But Ed, not as many as Ed's been to. Ed does, he is quite involved with a lot of that. So that's good. Anyway, I don't know what I'm toasting now. Let's toast Ed again to Ed. Just because I can. And I think it's about time to close it up, right? Okay, so my final review is this wine, this rompic, this there it is. This Poggio Alturo, this Rosso Toscana. It's a Rosso Toscana, Rompicolo. It's actually a pretty good wine. I like it. I would recommend it. $14.99 is what I paid for it up in Blowing Rock, North Carolina at Sunset and Vine. I want to thank Susie. I want to thank the folks there Sharon Chrisman and Bennett Larson, even though Bennett was off that day. Thank you for having it there and for being the proprietors. It's time to close it up, isn't it? I really enjoy going to Sunset Vine. Check it out if you get a chance. Ed says another play had two siblings who had relationship troubles and ended up commiserating, fighting over, then sharing the last drink. Oh, that sounds like an interesting character study, I would say. Sounds like an interesting character study. Okay, so I guess that does it for tonight. I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight. I want to, look, if you're watching later. Oh, I forgot about this. And the wrong cameras. Again, that's me. It's what I do after two-thirds of a bottle. Actually, it's just a little bit less than, a little bit over half. Less than, over two-thirds. And I start just punching buttons on the, switching everything. Sorry about that. All right, so where was I? Okay, so I really want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight. And later on, if you are watching later on and you want to comment or review the film, the short film, The Cadillac Ranch, feel free to drop me an email. Rick@SavoyaMedia.com. Rick@SavoyaMedia.com. And let me know what you thought of it, good or bad or indifferent. It's okay. It's all right. I appreciate it. I think I'm going to release this one on YouTube. It's up there on YouTube privately. I think I'm going to release this one and one or two others very shortly on YouTube as a public video very, very soon. So you can watch those. In the meantime, I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight. Next week, we're going to have another wine to review. We're going to do some other fun things. Maybe do some more dad jokes, give away dad joke. I wanted to give away a dad joke book, but there weren't enough people in the chat to really do that with. But I'd like to give away a couple of things. I'm just in a giving mood. I am in a giving mood. So please don't disappoint me. Be here with me next week so we can have some fun and I can do some giveaways and we can give away a lot of stuff. I really enjoy doing that. All right, in the meantime, thank you for being here tonight. I want to thank my lovely wife, Chi, and I want to thank her for making this platter for me that I'm going to show again that I just did. Ed, I thank you for being here. Better late than never. It's always good to have you here, my friend. I really do appreciate you being here, always. And I want to thank CM Center for being here in the chat. Thank you to, who else? Riptonia, thank you for being here, Riptonia. Thank you to everybody who is watching but did not participate because I know you were, because I can see you were watching, but you weren't participating. That's okay. It's okay. It's all good. It's all good. I care about you anyway. Please, I want to remind you to please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever you are. Please do not drink and drive. Please. Call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, or just stay put if you don't have any friends. I'm sure we all have friends, don't we? We all have friends. Even if you think you don't have friends, you have friends. You have friends. You just have to open your eyes sometimes and look around. You have friends. I know because you're watching this show. I'm your friend. You're my friend, and I appreciate you. This is why I'm telling you this. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Okay? Two bad things. Because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join us all here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.